It counts now. You know, those wins and losses count towards your record for the season. So we're focused. We're getting ready for a team that is going to count towards our record. So it definitely gets a little bit more intense.
How do you take a small sample size of what you've done in the preseason and spread it over four quarters?
Well, you just got to learn from it, get better from it, and keep moving forward. We're trying to get better as a team, get better as a defense, and we take those things that we did in the preseason and build off them. And now we just got to translate it to a full game and get ready to go here against Tennessee.
Could you talk about just the kind of the 11-man team defense you're going to have with Chris Johnson and Jake Lockman? Those guys kind of get to the edge.
Yeah, those guys are fast, special athletes. So we got to get 11 guys around the ball, rally to them, and get them before they get going. Otherwise, you know, they can hurt you.
Not much tape on Locker in the NFL. You guys studying him? Are you looking at any Washington stuff?
Yeah, we're just watching what we have. You know, he's a good athlete. He's a heck of a quarterback, and we're going to have to be on our A game in order to contain him.
Steve, at this stage in your career, do you still get nervous before a game, whether it's a home opener or not? I mean,
well, there's always that excitement. You know, we're more excited to go out there and play, getting ready to get started. You know, some guys get nervous or not nervous, but once that first play, once that ball's kicked off, you get that first hit in, all that goes away, and now you're just playing football.
Thank you. How about game one with the new organization? Does that add a little extra excitement?
Yeah, just ready to go, man. You know, we're excited to get the season started. It's a great opportunity for us this year, and just excitement, man, ready to go.
Is there a change in urgency and the mindset when you're walking into the first sort of big day of game planning for your opponent for real?
Yeah, well, I mean, all our focus is on that one team, you know. It's still focused on us getting better and doing the things that we need to do, but there's definitely a lot of game planning going in. We're focused on, you know, what Tennessee is doing and how to stop that.
I feel like you took out of the preseason as a defense.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you just got to learn from it. You know, get better from everything that we did. It was a great way for us to build. We got a lot of new guys getting to know each other, getting the communication down, and building on the things that we're going to be doing this year. So it was good to build through the preseason, and now we got to dial it down and really focus in on it to get it going for the season.
Feel like you guys are ready.
Yeah, definitely.
One word that Kyle and other guys on defense have talked about, aggressiveness.
Yep.
What's the fine line between aggressiveness and keeping your responsibility in the scheme?
Right. Well, you got to do everything within the scheme of the defense. But aggressiveness is more, you know, within the scheme, being physical, playing physical, tough, sound football, making, you know, short tackles, and just going out and giving your best effort, giving 100%, flying around to the ball and things like that. So that's being aggressive.
One thing Bill talked about during camp was how impressed he was with the way you and Patrick communicated back there. How was that?
Yeah, well, that's a point of emphasis for us, you know. I mean, you need to be able to communicate out there on the field, get guys lined up, and get in the right defense. Because if you have miscommunication, that's when you get blown coverages and bad plays. So it all starts with the communication, and then after that is your technique and doing the things that you need to do in between the whistles to win. You know?